In Brussels, European Union leaders held an emergency summit today to try to overcome deep divisions over Iraq. The leaders are split roughly into two camps, one arguing that force may be needed sooner rather than later to disarm Saddam Hussein, the other arguing that more time for weapons inspections should be taken. But by the end of the day, the EU had agreed on a strongly worded declaration affirming solidarity with the United States. NPR's Nick Spicer joins us from Brussels. Nick, what else does the declaration say?
Well, the declaration kind of had something for everybody in a European Union which is split over Iraq. It says weapons inspections cannot continue indefinitely, but it adds that force could only be used as a last resort. The statement also recognized, and this is a first for the Europeans, the importance of the U.S. military presence in the Gulf region, and it said that that is what's bringing about compliance for as much as there is compliance from Saddam Hussein. The declaration was worked out over dinner by the 15 EU leaders who have been fiercely opposed in public over Iraq, and it was clearly a compromise of opposing views. For example, pacifist Germany has effectively given a nod to a possible war without saying it will participate itself, and pro-war Britain got a mention of a possible use of force, but it did not get a mention saying that time was running out for Iraq as it wanted, and this at the insistence of Germany, which said it didn't want to see that language. So the statement tried to put the European disagreement on Iraq in an international context as well. It recalls the need for a solution to the Palestinian problem and the need to work with the Arab world on the issue of Iraq.
Nick, you've mentioned Britain and Germany and how they figure in EU diplomacy. Also a very important role for France and French President Jacques Chirac.
You're right. On arriving here, Jacques Chirac set out his position, saying that inspections were working and should continue, and that if it came to a second resolution authorizing the use of force now, France would have to oppose it. So the lines were drawn before the EU leaders even met. France has also tried to bring Tony Blair and Gerhard Schroeder together. They have opposing views, and Chirac is seen as the middleman, the sort of broker between those two views, and perhaps the architect of the agreement that was worked out tonight.
Well, what do you see in this agreement that was worked out tonight? Is it simply a linguistic compromise that is sufficiently vague to encompass what the French and what the Germans and the British can agree to? Or are the Europeans actually moving toward a common policy on Iraq?
The Europeans have had for years the ambition of creating a common foreign and security policy, and they're undergoing constitutional talks now just to see how that might come about. The Iraq crisis kind of came at the wrong time because they hadn't actually figured out the nuts and bolts and didn't have the machinery working to be able to deal with such a thing. I think that they want to have a common position. What was come up with tonight is maybe just rhetorical. They're not committing any resources, but rhetoric can be important, certainly in terms of healing the transatlantic relationship, which has been soured greatly, at least in the European perspective, by the sort of take-it-or-leave-it tone that's been adopted recently by the Bush administration. So it may be just words, but words, at least in the European eyes, are important right now, and they're trying to engage in internal healing and also transatlantic healing.
And the relationship between these EU deliberations and the agreement brokered at NATO yesterday over contingency war planning or help for Turkey?
They're directly related. I think the Europeans recognized a need for a solution at NATO, however good or bad it may have been, before they could move on and figure out their domestic problems at the European Union. So coming to terms with the problem of whether or not and when Turkey should be protected in case of a possible Iraqi counterattack during a war on Iraq was necessary, and it was necessary to the agreement that was reached tonight.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you.
NPR's Nick Spicer at the European Union Summit in Brussels.